Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Different Strokes. Spotlight. Profiling fans of Different Strokes from every walk of life.
Well, what do you think?
I like the intro. You've always got such a knack for picking the right intro.
I don't know. It's a process of, you know, maybe an hour or so whittling down songs just to make sure that we've got the right kind of bop and feel to
yes,
it. But, you know, I don't want to, you know, make my craft seem bigger than it really is.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm pretty impressed.
Look, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are premiering two new segments on Different Strokes. Mm-hmm. We've already had the first one before at the start of the program called Headlines. And now this is Spotlight.
Yes.
Jade, do tell us a bit more about it.
Okay, so Spotlight, the basic premise of Spotlight is that Dave and I were started to notice people on our Facebook page and our MySpace page that were like becoming fans of Different Strokes that we didn't even know.
I know, and it used to just be the people I've slept with, but 253 people is a whole lot for one man, I would say. And girl, I don't even swing both ways.
So we became really curious about who these people were. Now, our intern, air quotes Dave, had a theory that I'm quite mad about, and I'm kind of fuming under the surface about, that people who are actually becoming fans of Different Strokes. Go on, tell them, Dave. Tell them.
It was just a theory. Just a theory. Yes. You know, that maybe they were fans of a popular TV series that went by a similar name to Different Strokes, which was Different Strokes, complete with apostrophe.
No.
Yeah.
That would never happen.
And yet the picture of Dave...
And yourself.
And myself profile...
They could be blind.
They're blind...
They've got Braille computers.
Okay.
Okay. And they've somehow found Different Strokes radio.
And so we have a series of blind people who...
Well,
who have become fans of the show.
It's just a theory. It is just a theory.
Okay.
I'm a fan of the show, and I know it's not Different Strokes, the television series of a similar name.
That was on during the 70s and or 80s?
80s.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a genuine fan here
that
we're profiling tonight.
Yes.
And strangely enough, she is not local. Has she been to Australia before, Jade?
Yes, she has been to Australia. I'm going to admit that we do actually, I actually do know.
Is she a fan of Gary Coleman?
Well, I'm sure she is. Isn't everyone a fan of Gary Coleman?
No, that's true. It's a good point.
I actually do know her. Her name is Kim Collins, and she goes by the name Canuck, which is a rugby nickname. I met her when I was an exchange student in the US in the year 2001. And she lives in Bloomington, Indiana. But she used to live with my girlfriend when they were at university. So I do know this person. We thought we'd trial it now with someone we know who listens as a regular and see how we go.
So what's going to actually happen whenever we do a spotlight segment?
There are 11 questions.
There are 11 set questions.
Yes.
At any point, we will pick a random fan from any of our online sites, which, you know, could be the MySpace friends page. You could be next.
Mm-hmm.
Could be on the Different Strokes fan page.
The first question should be, do you know this is a radio show?
We need to do some serious
disciplinary actions here, Jade. We can't have him just cramping our style.
The whole thing was
negativity.
I wanted air quotes Dave to be our intern because I thought that he would be sitting around here blowing up our tires, and it's not turning out that way.
No. Anyways, back to our wonderful.
I've given
fan.
You acting roles.
Okay, look. Let's focus on where the love is at, which is obviously coming from Canuck.
Yes. So Canuck is from Bloomington, Indiana, which is in the USA. And so question number three. Okay, so question number one is, what's your name? We've covered that. Question number two, where are you from?
Indiana, USA.
Question number three is, what's your favorite Different Strokes moment?
And she said, Jade and her black green thumb, referring to an old shoe swap podcast, of course, as well as the Kaiser Chiefs cover, which... Yeah. Hang on, I did that.
Yes, you did.
I covered Kaiser Chiefs' song, Every Day I Love You, Less and Less.
It was a brilliant cover. To this day, it's one of my favourite things ever.
Well, there you go.
Actually, I've got to say, it's replaced the Kaiser Chiefs version of it on my iPod.
Oh my God, David Lim covers Kaiser Chiefs. How sacrilegious can that be? But that is, of course, available on our iTunes podcast.
Yes.
And
question number four is normally, tell us a bit about yourself. Now,
oh my God, she's written a whole page.
Canuck had asked that I get my girlfriend to write this particular piece for her because...
It's the biography channel.
Yeah, she felt like it would be more entertaining that way. And this is what has emerged. My friend Canuck is an adorable, sandal-wearing, tree-hugging, music-loving, book-reading, green-thumb, artsy-fartsy, quasi-hippie who treats all living things with love and respect. Aww. She's one of those good Americans who wouldn't vote Republican, even if her left eye depended on it. She'd give up that left eye anyways, because she's always wanted to be a pirate with an eye patch. Canuck is a modern-day lesbian MacGyver who puts Richard Dean Anderson to shame. She's so crafty, you could give her some string and some straw, and she'd build you a durable flotation device or a beautiful necklace that would double as a help on lost GPS system. If you do become lost, Canuck is capable of recognising old calls of distress, including the ones of sexy, stranded ladies at the pub or women's music festivals. But back to the point. When she does hear your distress call, Canuck is capable of snowboarding, biking, kayaking, tree climbing, or scrumming to your rescue. She'll even jump on a plane and sit in the cheap seats. What a lady. She's a truly devoted friend, and if your favourite flower is a rose, she'd plant you an entire rose bush and then draw you a picture of you sitting by your freshly grown rose patch eating her very own homegrown tomatoes. There's really not much that Canuck hasn't conquered, but will someone special be able to conquer her? She's especially fond of Australian accents. She'll even go for a Kiwi. And that's why my friend Canuck is awesome. And doesn't that sound like a dating...
Oh my God, we just went from the biography channel to Taken Out meets the L word.
In any case, so that...
She sounds like a very lovely girl.
Yes, she is. Anyway, so back to the point. Question number five, are you a podcast or live broadcast listener? She says, podcast, as I'm not usually awake when you're live.
That is very true. But question number six, it says, how did you find Different Strokes? Yeah, obviously she wasn't watching TV1. Okay, so she says, I love Jade, so I keep tabs on her from across the world.
That sounds very stalkerish, doesn't
it? Oh, it's cute. But she's a love... I don't know. I felt like I've gotten to know her already from that little biography. Yeah, I can't think anything less of her right now, so sorry, Jade.
I wasn't asking for that.
Number seven, Jade is... ... And you actually have to finish the rest of a sentence. It says... Jade is a dingo lover. I hope this does not mean anything else but what it is over in Australia, Jade.
Well, see, okay. When I was playing rugby, I was often called a dingo lover. It was part of the whole thing.
Oh, that is so cute. But question eight, Dave is...
...
A future friend of mine, I can tell, and also unfiltered. Unfiltered.
I think you're unfiltered.
That is so sweet. Like, yeah. I don't know. This is really touching. I mean, I would like to meet her, Jade. Next time she's in Australia, I'd really, really like to meet her. She sounds like a really, really cool
girl.
Well,
she's coming to visit next year. But let's talk about that.
Yeah, look, you know, she wants to be a friend of mine. She's already, you know, taken an.
Are we going to have everyone who says that they want to be a friend of yours come in personally?
I mean, I've got them.
I can make them tea. It's fine.
Thanks, air quotes, Dave. It's really nice. Other shows I love: The Lesbian Mafia, This American Life.
Oh, This American Life. If you've read our Q&A on our blog, is one of my favourite podcasts too. But Canuck actually got me hooked on it.
And the Moth Podcast.
Yes.
Okay. Question 10. Something I'd like to see Different Strokes do. Continue to post live video podcasts. You two are even better when we can see and not only hear your antics.
Oh.
Aw. See, Jade, whoever told you you had a face for radio, they lied. Question 11. What are your similarities to Jade and or Dave? Well, I'm like Jade because I like quiet nights in and making out with girls. And I'm like Dave because I have a great fashion sense. Here we go. I have to take her shopping with me as well now.
Yeah, there you go.
But we do have a very loving SMS that's just come in from our loyal listener, Steve the Truckee.
Yes, Steve the Truckee says, I love Different Strokes, the radio show, because of Jade and Dave. You two are really cool. Thank you, Steve the Truckee.
Thank you so much for that. You see, well, quotes, Dave, there are people that...
We should at one point have a spotlight on Steve the Truckee, I think.
We should. Yeah, absolutely. Look, you know, we're going to have to pull some strings and get our people to contact his people. Yeah,
exactly.
You know what the industry is like. Nothing just happens at a click of a finger.
Exactly.
I know my pop career didn't. Stop trying to sound like Tyra Banks. Let it go. Yeah, coming up next upon the hour, we do have Glitter and Tonic.
With Steve.
The fabulous Steve.
Yes.
Which is different to Steve the Trucker, who's also fabulous, I'm sure.
Yes. They're all fabulous.
They're all fabulous people listening
just
to
just anyone Jordan. Named Steve.
Well, there's like an abundance of Steves and Daves.
Mm.
Well, there you go. It is a very diverse crowd
only
after
one
all.
Jade.
You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.